All right, here we go, and what a weekend it is. Man, this city is buzzing right now. I'm Scoot. It's Friday, January the 11th. Not only is it the beginning of the weekend, but Sunday the Saints play in their big divisional playoff game against the Philadelphia Eagles with dome field advantage in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. We're going to talk a lot about the Saints today. But in the opening hour, we have to pay tribute to two New Orleans citizens who deserve recognition. Can't wait to do that. That's coming up here in just a moment. All right, right now on this beautiful Friday afternoon, you just reach over there, push the button, do whatever you have to do. Crank it up. This is what you have been waiting for. I love that we start the show with cowbell. All right, there's a lot going on tonight. It's Liverpool Legends, the complete Beatles experience at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. And the show starts at 8 o'clock tonight. There's another show tomorrow night at 7:30, and we'll be talking about that as well. I did an interview with the guy who is George in the band, Liverpool Legends. And by the way, these people were selected personally by George Harrison's actual sister. And they have really perfected the art of bringing you the Beatles. It's going to be close to the Beatles being back on stage. And, you know, they look enough like the people. They look enough like George, Paul, John, and Ringo to pull it off, and they sound very similar to the Beatles. They didn't create the sound, so they're not as good as the Beatles. I'm not saying that. But they have done a great job at capturing the essence of the Beatles, and they're going to bring that to you tonight at 8 o'clock and tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Jefferson Parish Performing Arts Center. You know, I have never been there. I'm embarrassed to tell you, I've never been there. And tonight will be my first night there. So I'm looking forward to that. By the way, there is so much to talk about. There is the government shutdown. I feel badly for the 800,000 people who are not going to get a paycheck. We have talked a lot about that on the show. There's that story. There is the controversy behind the wall. There is the idea of declaring a national emergency to use money that may go to some areas stricken in the United States by disasters. Maybe take their money to build the wall. You think that's a good idea? Hey, don't answer that right now, because I'm tearing up this story. I'm tearing up this story because we are not talking about that on the show today. We are talking about the Saints. But however, before we get to the Saints, I do have a few songs this hour dedicated to the two Sewage and Water Board workers who now, according to the Sewage and Water Board Executive Director, Ghassan Korban, it hasn't been official until now. These two workers took a nap. They fell asleep. The two employees, by sleeping, literally sleeping, they didn't switch to an alternate power source to operate a backup pump that would have prevented people like me and many of you from having to go through nearly 2 days of hell boiling water. Now, they have resigned, so they're gone. But I wish the investigative team at Channel 4, I wish them, these investigative reporters, see, they have a staff to do it. I don't have the staff to do that. But I wish they would find out, because I think this is a key story, find out if these guys are getting any kind of pension. Because when you end a job this way, when you fall asleep and fail to do your job, you don't deserve a pension. I mean, nothing, zero. I don't care if you worked for it. I don't care if you did a great job up to that point, zero. And so really, there should be an investigation to find out, because the city's broke. City shouldn't be paying two loafers, two slackers, two people who were so incompetent that they fell asleep. And then, you know, you also have to think about the bosses at the Sewage and Water Board, because they allow this to happen. Would your boss allow you to fall asleep? No. And so if they fell asleep, they thought they could get away with it, obviously. So anyway, something should be done about that. I don't necessarily want to get into that, but I do have a couple of songs picked out that we're dedicating to those two Sewage and Water Board employees. So we'll have fun with that. Let's just talk about the Saints. Big playoff. I mean, I'm walking to the station today, and I can just tell there's a certain buzz in the air. And people are wearing black and gold, and people are wearing Saints jerseys. Newell Norman, by the way, happy birthday today to Newell Norman. I didn't realize today was Newell's birthday. I would have mentioned it when I was on the air with him just a few minutes ago. But very happy birthday, Newell. Sorry, I missed that. He's wearing his number 9 Saints jersey today. I am dressed in all black, which is kind of mostly what I wear anyway. But anyway, I'm in the spirit of it. And a lot of people are wearing black. We've got a lot of stuff going on. I'll tell you this right now. Our website, WWL.com, is on fire. Our website is ablaze with all kinds of stories. A lot of stories about it. You want to get psyched for this game Sunday? Just go to our website, WWL.com, and there is story after story after story. Also, I have written a prayer for the Saints. And I guess I'll do it now. And then for those who tune in later, I'll do it again after 3 o'clock. I think the Saints are going to win. But we've got to be honest. The Eagles are coming to town with a lot of emotion on their side. And also, we have a sister station in Philadelphia, 94 WIP. And I can't wait to tell you how some of their sports staff is picking the game. The 94 WIP hosts are picking the game. They're predicting scores on who's going to win. They're in Philadelphia. We'll also talk about that when we come back. If you would like to join us with your comment this afternoon, and man, let's just get into the Saints. I don't care what aspect of the game you want to talk about it. Let's just talk about it. Our number is 260-1870. It's area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. I'm going to be up front with you. You know I'm not a sportscaster. I'm not a sports expert. But I have followed the Saints from the beginning, and just like many of you, I am an avid fan, and we're going to talk about the Saints and the playoff game this weekend on the show this afternoon. I have heard the dome as loud as I thought it could be. If there's any way for the dome to be louder than it has been, it will be Sunday. And for those of you who are not going to the game, but you'd like to find a place to go out and watch it in a crowd, I'll take any suggestions as to where people might go to be in a crowd to share this game with other people. Tell me where to go. We'll be right back on WWL. Here's a song we dedicate to the two sewage and water board people. So the guys here at work, they freaking fall asleep. And guys like me and many of you had almost 2 days of hell boiling water to brush our teeth, to shower and clean our bodies, to quench our thirst, to cook our food. You sons of... Oh, God. Love to say it. Here's a text that says, hire the two loafers as referees. The referees have been seen sleeping while they're making some of the calls. That's an interesting point. Here is a text that says, Scoot, I've been out, medical issues. I'm wishing I was your date tonight for the Beatles show. Oh, that is really sweet. I'm honored, and I thank you very much for that, and I hope you get better, and thanks for listening. Here's a text that says, Scoot, what uniforms are the Saints wearing Sunday? I believe they're wearing all black. They're wearing all black. Here is a text that says, Pat's Pub in Fat City will be packed with a great crowd. Who dat? That's the other thing we're talking about this afternoon. If you're not going to the game, and you don't want to be home just alone or with just, you know, your family, you want to go out and be part of a crowd, where would be a good place? Anywhere around this metropolitan area or down on the bayou, North Shore, West Bank, wherever, where would be a good place for people to go watch the game? Our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Before I get back to your calls, I want to share with you a prayer. This prayer is on our website. I wrote up some things about the Saints and the revenge factor that the Eagles have coming into this game. And as you know, emotion plays a very big part of sporting events. And the Eagles have the revenge factor. Whether we ran up the score or not, they think we did. And so that becomes a motivating factor for the Eagles. Also, there's been a little trash talking going on by some of the Saints. And the Eagles have a chance to, I mean, they're peaking at the right time. And they come into this game with the opportunity to be the first team since 2005 to win back-to-back Super Bowls. The last team to do that was the Patriots. 2004, 2005. So they have a lot going for them. There will be a lot of Eagles fans in the crowd tonight. In fact, I'm going to the Beatles show, but after the Beatles show at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center tonight, I'll come back downtown to my apartment, and then I'm going to head out to Bourbon Street, and I'm going to do some live Facebook from Bourbon Street with some Eagles fans and Saints fans. But I want to be out there in it, because you know they're going to be out there. So in thinking about the fact that every game has to be played, and the Saints are favored, I think, last I heard, by 9 points. I mean, this is a playoff game. That's kind of a big spread to me. But just to add a little insurance, I wrote a prayer for the Saints, and you can find this prayer. It is on our website, WWL.com, if you want to share it with others. And so, if you're driving, please don't do this. If you're doing something like working heavy equipment, please don't do this. But if you can, please bow your head and pray with me. Our Saints, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy game. Thy kickoff come, thy win be done, in the playoffs as it was in the season. Give us this win, our playoff win, and forgive us our incomplete passes, as we forgive those who complete passes against us. And lead us not into defeat, but deliver us to the NFL championship. Amen. Who dat? From Dulac, Brinson, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I hope we're good hosts, as winners or losers, either way. I hope everybody has a good time, and of course the Saints are going to kick their butt. But no matter what, I hope we bring our food out and our hospitality, whichever way it goes. And I think that's kind of important, too, of what your friend was saying. But I have one question for Bobby. If I remember right, Buddy D was going to wear a dress, and he couldn't make the Super Bowl. If we win the Super Bowl this year, which we are, is Bobby going to come out and dress again?
You know, I haven't asked him that, but I will ask him, because I saw pictures of Bobby when he put on that dress and marched around. Bobby not only put on a dress. Now, see, Buddy D didn't make it because Buddy had passed away, and he wasn't
here.
So Bobby and other people did it in his honor, in the honor of Buddy D, going out there and putting on dresses. And like 87,000 people were at this March parade. I don't know, but I saw pictures of it, and I'll tell you, Bobby put on makeup, lipstick. Bobby looked quite the handsome woman.
Yeah, well, anyway, because I've listened for y'all so long, I mean— They even got squirrels out there.
Well, you know, so, Buddy may have passed on, but the squirrels are still here.
Yeah, well, and listen, if I would fall asleep on my job, I'm a machinist, so my hand would be cut off, and there is no resigning. You're fired, and it's over.
Brinson, I appreciate the call, man. Who dat? If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, love your prayer, who dat? Another text says, now, that's a prayer, buddy. Another text says, oh, my goodness, there's a prayer I can get behind. Yeah, I mean, this is a prayer that everybody can get behind. Again, it's on our website, WWL.com, if you want to print it out. And also, if you would like to share it with your friends, it's there. From Homa, Joe, you're on WWL.
Who dat, Scoot?
Hey, Joe.
All right, bud, you want to know where you can watch the game at, right?
Yeah.
Go right to Champion Square, sit down right there and watch the big old screen, fill it up, and Philadelphia will see this, and it'll go nuts.
You know, that is a really great, on the steps there and right there at Champion Square, they've got it on the big screen at Champion Square. Now, let's keep in mind, Sunday's going to be windy. It's expected to be windy, cloudy, and chilly. So it's going to feel like you're actually in Philadelphia watching the game.
Definitely. I have season tickets for the last 10 years. I sometimes give it to my granddaughter to go in there, and I'll sit down and watch the game from outside.
So tell me about that experience. I would think that's probably the second best thing to being in the dome, because you're right there and you're with a crowd.
Yes, and you get you a couple of beers, little snacks, and you're all good, bud.
Yeah. All right, Joe, I appreciate that suggestion. Champion Square, that's a good one, and who dat is right. Also, I have a text here, Buffalo Wild Wings, baby. I'm just taking suggestions from the audience in this entire area of where somebody might want to go watch the game. You know, if you're not going to the game, and if you're not going to watch it at a specific party, and if you don't want to just be home alone or home alone with you and whoever, and you want to be part of a crowd to experience this playoff game with the Saints and the Eagles, where would be a good place to go out and enjoy it in a crowd? If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870, and we are also just talking about the Saints. I don't care what aspect of the game you want to talk about. How are you feeling today? It's Friday. It's Free for All Friday. I just do not want to talk about politics. I ripped up a story about Trump and the wall. I ripped up a story about Trump possibly declaring a national emergency to steal money from one place, like maybe people who need it here in the United States, but I don't want to get into that. People who have gone through disasters here in the United States, like take their money to build a wall. I don't want to talk about that today. I tore that story up, and I tore up the story about the Russian investigation, and also there's one other story. I tore those stories up because you know what? Those stories are going to still be around on Monday. I hope we're talking about a Saints victory on Monday, but we've got next week to talk about this stuff because nothing that's going on in politics is going away right away. Here is a suggestion of where you might go to watch the game. Smitty's After Hours in Kenner. All right, I've been there. Here's a text. Falling asleep on the job is payroll fraud. Yes, it is. And you know, if you're just tuning in, I couldn't help but just react to the news that it's official. Two Sewage and Water Board employees were napping. And that's why people like me and many of you, the entire city, the businesses, the residents of this city, had to boil water for almost 2 days because two people fell asleep on the job. They have resigned. Resigned? They should have been fired. They shouldn't have even been given the opportunity to resign because sometimes with resign, not only does there come honor, but there comes compensation. And I really think this would be, especially for Channel 4, who did that Down the Drain series, I think this would be a great thing for them to find out. I want to know, and I know I'm not alone, I want to know if they're getting any kind of pension or retirement. Because I think, honestly, unless they put the money in specifically themselves, I don't think they should get any kind of benefits. They should get nothing. Unless they actually put the money in the bank themselves. But I would be interested to see if that does come out. All right, we've got news coming up, and then I'll get right back to more of your comments here on WWL. And I just thought on this beautiful Friday afternoon, we're just gonna sit here and have a good... I mean, we try to have fun all the time, even when it's serious. But really, this afternoon, we just want to talk about the Saints and just the mood of the city, people walking around the city, people going to work, people at work, and businesses all over this area. You see people ramping up for the game. Here is a text that says, Cooter Browns for oysters, beer, and the game. Yep, I spent a few nights at the Cooters. I spent a few nights there, and I think I spent a few nights there that I really don't totally remember, but I think I was there. Here's another text that says, walk-ons on Poitras. And, you know, if you're somewhere right downtown, you can also enjoy the crowd when it leaves and feel like you were part of it. Hey, we'll be back. That's a song for the two Sewage and Water Board people who fell asleep. They fell asleep. They fell asleep on the job. No excuse. Also, that is a reflection of management, the culture, and the mentality of the Sewage and Water Board. And that needs to change. Here's a text that says, Scoot, the rusty nail in the warehouse district is a great place to watch games. Another text says, hey, Scoot, I would check out the Urban South Brewery. It's big and roomy, kid and dog friendly, and plenty of games for kids and a bouncy house inside, too. Another text says, Step Brothers in Metairie. I think it's on West Napoleon. Step Brothers in, or West Metairie. I think it's West Napoleon. Anyway, I'm not sure. You know where, hey, if you're in Metairie, you know where Step Brothers is. Step Brothers, next best thing to being at the Dome, Die Eagles Die 31-27. I don't know how people predict specific scores. I mean, even the experts. Does anybody ever track how accurately the actual score is predicted? because so much can happen in a game. I have never predicted a score. It just seems like it's too difficult. I mean, the offense may be on fire. The defense may be hot. I don't know how people do that. And I, you know, when you come up with these figures, what do you base that on? I mean, I guess you base it on what you think is going to happen, the production of the offense compared to the other team's defense and vice versa. But I just don't know that there is any real method to predicting the actual score of a game, because we've got 22 human beings on the field running around, and you never know what's going to happen. From New Orleans, Nadine, you're on WWL.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. I have to tell you, I was sitting here with goosebumps listening to your beautiful prayer. It is just
Thank you.
It's just so original, and I think I'll say that every night along with all my other prayers.
Oh, well, thank you. That's nice. Make sure you say the other one first, though. You know.
Of course. And I am calling. I would love to invite you. I think you need to come and spend Sunday down here at Felix's in the French Quarter.
You know, I was there the other day.
And I
love the new expansion on Bourbon Street. It's it's big. It's black and white. It's wide open, and that is really a great place, not only for seafood, but it is an awesome place to watch a sporting event. Because I was in there, I forgot what game was on, but I was in there watching a game. I'm actually going to go to the game, Nadine, but I'm coming up with these suggestions for people who are not going to the game, don't have tickets, but they would like to be in a crowd. But I do love Felix's on Bourbon.
Well, you'll already be right down here in the quarter for all those who want to join us. So when the big win hits and everybody comes dashing down here, you'll already have a spot.
Well, I'll tell you, I am going to be in the quarter after the game. So I'll come by
good.
And see you.
Well, come by and see us. We'll be here, and we'd love to have you.
All right, Nadine. I appreciate the call. And from Bogalusa, Artie, you're on WWL. Who dat?
Who dat, yeah. My grandmother was such a rabid New Orleans Saints fan. But when they called themselves the New Orleans Saints, she went, oh, my God, they're going to be cursed for 40 years. And she really believed that. And she did novenas that the curse would go off after 40 years because she called themselves Saints. She thought it would be a curse. But she actually wrote prayers and sent them to the coaches and said, just after 40 years, you're going to be good, but you're going to suck for 40 years. And I think she was onto something.
Yeah, she was. But, you know, it's interesting how people are so prone to tie in their religion to something like this. And it's a typical thing. Yeah.
But they call themselves saints. And she's, oh, Lord. She said, well, apologize for calling themselves saints. We ain't no saints.
Well, you know, for our grandparents, it's a little difficult for them to accept certain things. I get that. So, you know, God bless your grandmother and her beliefs. But, you know, she was kind of onto something there.
Yeah. Well, go Saints.
All right, Artie, glad you called the show. Here's a text. Says, Vintage Rock Club played 80 videos instead of commercials. And that fired up the game with appropriate videos. Vintage Rock Club, that is, it's on top of the place that used to be Happy's on Poydras near O'Keefe. I guess Poydras, yeah, near, I guess it's on O'Keefe in that area. I haven't been there. You know, you'd think that as much as I'm into music, I would have gone to the Vintage Rock Club. I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to stop by there and write that down. Vintage Rock Club. All right, it's a Free for All Friday on our show, but we are banning politics from the show today. And there's so much to talk about. I mean, my brain is at war with itself because I want to just have fun here. And it's a great Friday, and the playoff game is this weekend. But honestly, there is a lot of crazy stuff going on and a lot to talk about. I talked about this on the show yesterday. I wrote an op-ed blog that is now on our website, WWL.com. And it's about how America is suffering from the mental disorder of obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD. And I built a case around when I was preparing for the interview yesterday with Dennis Miller. I went back and found something that he said back in 1993. And it was so pertinent to today. And it was about how people, why do people make such a big deal about little things? And he's talking about little things like that seem so, so important. And I see, as a talk show host, I see issue after issue drawing so much passion that it's almost as if America is looking for something to focus on. Because in a way, we're at relative peace. Of course, we've got big problems. But Dennis Miller pointed out in 93, and this is so true today, the world is a scary place. And there's so many things that we cannot control. And so maybe we have this instinct to want to try to control the little things. And when I say little things, I know it's a big deal to many of you, but in terms of life and death, in terms of the course of this country, kneeling for the national anthem is not a big deal. Gay couples getting married is not a big deal. Legalizing marijuana is not a big deal. But there are people who put so much passion into this. It's like it's a do-or-die situation. This cannot happen. This has to be this way. And really, those are, compared to the big stuff, those are little things. But we get so focused, and I tell you, as soon as one passionate controversy goes away, another one starts up. Which made me realize that, yes, we are suffering from OCD. And a classic symptom of that is there's so much in your brain you can't control. You try to find things to control, like little things, like lining things up or certain behaviors. You can control that. So that's what you try to control because everything else is out of control. Anyway, that is on our website, WWL.com. Go to the top bar menu, click on shows, click on my picture, and you'll find it there, along with the interview with the guy who is George in the Liverpool Legends, the complete Beatles experience. That's up there as well. Guy was really smart, and it's interesting to see what they have done and how they have prepared to be the Beatles. And that show is tonight, 8 o'clock, Jefferson Performing Arts Center, and tomorrow night at 7:30. Well, here we are in January of 2019, and the Saints certainly have won this. Oh, yeah, we got it back, baby. Respect. Cannot wait for that game Sunday. Late kickoff. Town's going to go crazy if the Saints win. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. I thought we would dedicate this song to the two sewage and water board employees that fell asleep on the job, causing us to have to boil our water for almost 2 days. This song is for you two guys who fell asleep. And here is our Blue Runner Foods poll question. Where will you be watching the Saints-Eagles playoff game Sunday? In the dome, in a sports bar, at a party, or home alone? Look, if you want to watch it home alone, that's not a bad thing. I have watched Saints games home alone. I'm okay with that. I'm not criticizing you. I'm just spending some time this afternoon asking people for suggestions on where, if you don't want to be home alone, where you might go, what would be a good place to go and watch the game if you want to be in a public setting with a crowd. And, you know, one of the first suggestions was Champion Square, because right there you can sit on the steps. It's kind of like being in the stands. I mean, it's kind of hard on your butt. Look, it's going to be, I think it's going to be cloudy, windy, and chilly on Sunday. And actually, when you watch that game, you're going to feel more like you're at an open stadium in Philadelphia watching the game on Sunday. But just bundle up and go out there. Champion Square makes you feel like you're really part of it. And, of course, you're there when the fans start to leave. So we're taking those suggestions as well. And I'll talk about any aspect of the game that you want to talk about, anything that that you want to talk about on this free-for-all Friday. We're just leaving politics out of it this afternoon because, I don't know, everybody's in too good a mood. And you know, see people walking around, and you just sense that it is a playoff weekend in New Orleans. I haven't seen any yet because I was not in the quarter last night, and I haven't been down there yet this week. But I'm going to be there tonight after the Beatles show in Metairie, Jefferson Parish Performing Arts Center. I'm going to go to the quarter later tonight, and I'm going to go live on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air. And WWL will share that, so it will end up on the WWL Radio Facebook page tonight. But I'm going to go down there and do some live Facebook stuff from Bourbon Street, because I guarantee you there are a lot of Philadelphia Eagles fans in town. And they'll be out there. They'll be drinking. They'll be wearing their jerseys. They'll be having a good time in our city. Let them have fun now. I guess the best thing about playing a game in New Orleans is even if you lose, you're still in New Orleans. So, I mean, that's not bad. I mean, there are cities that, you know, you go to the city and you lose a game there. It's like, this really sucks. But hey, you know, you're in New Orleans. And when I talk to fans live on Facebook coming out of the dome, and sometimes I talk to the opposing team's fans, even though the Saints have just beaten the team, the fans go, hey, you know what? We're in New Orleans and we had a great time. So that's something else to keep in mind, whether you're watching in Champion Square or you're in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. I'll be live on Facebook on WWL Radio right outside of the Champion Square Gate C. So come give your comments, and we'll talk to a few Eagles fans coming out of there, and we'll talk to you as well. If you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, Scoot, I gave up a ticket to the game to spend watching the game with my six-year-old son, who is a diehard Who Dat fan like myself, my 10-year-old daughter, and my lovely wife. We will be rocking the cowbells from Tarrytown. Who Dat, I love the prayer. That is great to hear. Love that. I mean, man, you're watching with your family like that. There's nothing. I mean, that's great. This song, Go All the Way? This is the Raspberries from a long time ago. Eric Carmen was the lead singer. And, you know, I think they were talking about something else when they said Go All the Way, but I'm dedicating Go All the Way to the Saints. I mean, it's another way of going all the way. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. You know, it just feels like life is wonderful right now. Beautiful Friday, nice weekend. Hey, we're going to get a few showers in tomorrow, but then the rain's going to be over. It's going to be chilly. It's going to feel like a winter game. It's going to feel like a January game in New Orleans. And for those of you, again, who are going to be watching it at Champion Square, it's going to be a little more like being outside at stadium in Philadelphia. Here's a text that says, a great place in Metairie, Shenanigans. It's the old Bengal Lounge just off of Clearview. Great food, too. Okay, Shenanigans, the old Bengal Lounge. Oh, yeah, I spent a few nights in that place. I'm sure some of you remember seeing me in the Bengal in Metairie when I was not necessarily doing too well, or when I might not have been in control of all of my limbs. From Kenner, Patricia, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot. This is Patricia from Kenner. I just want to let everybody know when the Saints make a touchdown, to tell the ladies and the men to hold on to their purses and their wallets, because they're all professional people there that go into these bars. And scoop the ladies' purses up, because it happened to a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago somewhere in the quarter. And they're friendly with you. They high-five you. They're all into it. And then if you just leave your guard down, they scoop up your purse, pickpocket you, and off they go. And it was under the surveillance camera that they had. And you could see the couple getting the purse from the ladies' back of the chair. And
you know, it's interesting that some of us just don't think about the worst aspect of human beings, but I'm so glad you called and told us that, because a lot of people are going to be in bars and crowded places, and they're going to do exactly what you said. Saints score, they're going to cheer, they're going to jump up and down and hug people, and it would be easy to steal a phone or steal a purse or even somebody's wallet during that moment. So that is really great advice. I'm going to write this down and remind people later in the show.
Okay, hold on tight to your valuables.
All right, Patricia, appreciate it. Here's a text that says, I thought you weren't talking politics. No, we're not talking politics today. I mean, I talked a little bit about the blog that I wrote, but we're not talking about politics. Man, don't get too hung up on the technicality of that stuff. We're not doing politics as a topic today. Here is a text. By the way, I've got the code word coming up, so you're going to have a chance to be eligible to win $1,000 in cash in the National Entercom Cash Contest. Here is a text that says, love your songs. I've seen people sleep on the job. I guess I should report them too. LOL. Yeah, you should report it. People fall asleep on the job? Yeah. Go ahead and report them.